Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos with lesson number 11. We're continuing in the third perek with Mishneh Ches and Mishneh Tes, Mishneh 8 and 9 of the third perek. Mishneh 8. Ezo Hishuashov. In the previous Mishneh, Mishneh Zion, the last few words, we learned about the existence of a new category, not Shuas Bitui anymore, but Shuashov, a Shua made in vain, for which, if you do such a Shua intentionally, you're Chai of Malkus. If you do it B'shogeg unintentionally, you're Putter. There's no Korban Olav Yored for a Shuashov. Ezel hi Shuashov. What are some examples of a Shuashov? The Mishnah explains. If a person makes a shvuah which states something different from what is known to all people, for example, there's a boulder made of stone. Amud really means a pillar made of stone. Shehu shel zohav. I swear this is made of gold. Now, everyone knows it's not gold, it's stone. So that's a shvuah shov. The shvuah is made in vain. There's a person walking in the street. Everyone can see that's a man. He has a long beard. He's a big, tall guy. No feminine simonim at all. And I swear that's a woman. No, everyone knows it's a man. The Gemara explains that everyone means three people. Three people, average, normal people, know it's not true. That's a shuashov. Well, isha shehu yish. Here's a woman with all the physical symptoms of femininity, all the physical signs of femininity, and he swears it's a man. Or nishbal dovar she'efshir, he makes a shvua for something which is absolutely impossible. Gemara explains, if a person makes a shvua, may all the food in the world become usher to me, im lo ro'isi gomol shoporeach bo'avir, if I did not see a camel flying in the air. Everyone knows that it can't be true. He didn't see a camel flying in the air. But that's a shvua shov. Such a shvua is in vain. Im lo ro'isi nochosh kekoras be'sapad, may all the perils in the world be usher to me if I didn't see a snake the size of an olive press. Once he makes such a shvua, we know that he's swearing shov. Omar lo eidim, if a person says to two witnesses, these two witnesses saw that I lent money to you, and I come over to these witnesses and I say, ba'u vaha'iduni, come and testify in court that I lent money to that guy. And they say, shvua shelo ne'idoch, we swear we're not going to court, we're not getting involved, we're not going to testify. This is a shvuah shov. Why? Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah to testify. Back in the Chumash Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Im lo yagid v'noso avono, if you don't tell and testify on behalf of an event that you know about, you must testify. If you don't, you're guilty of a sin. So if you swear you're not going to testify, you're nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah, you swore that you're not going to do a mitzvah. That is a shvuah shov. I'll give you some other examples. Nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah shelo la'asa sukkah. I swear I'm not going to build a sukkah this sukkah. V'shelo litol lulav, I'm not going to take the lulav this sukkah. V'shelo la'niach tefillin, I'm not going to put on tefillin tomorrow. These are all examples of shvuah shov, because you're swearing against something which is impossible. You can't swear not to put on tefillin. You can't swear not to testify when you know testimony. Zo hi shvuah shov. These are examples of a shvuah shov. Shechayovin al zdono makos. If you intentionally make such a shvuah, you're chayov malkos, lashings. V'yashigoso poto. If you swear unintentionally, then you are exempt. There's no korban Ola v'yore. Mishneh Tes continues. If a person makes a shvua she'ochal kikazu, I make a shvua, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread. That is a shvuas bitoy. I now said I'm going to eat it. You got to eat it. But then I make a second shvua. Shvua shelo ochlana. I hereby swear I'm not going to eat it. This second shvua Shuashav. It's a nishbala vatlas a mitzvah. You already swore, which is a mitzvah to keep your oath. You swore you're going to eat it, so it's a mitzvah to eat it. If you now make a shua you're not going to eat it, that's a shua shav. That's like not eating in the sukkah. Horishona shua spitui v'hashniyo shua shav. This first shua, which he said, shua she'ochal kikozu, is a plain old shua spitui. He's got to eat the kikor. But the shua shalo ochlen is a shua shav. Acholo, if he eats the kikor, over al shua shav, he still violated the shua shav. The shua shloch lana stays in place. It was a shua to do something which he's not allowed to do because he swore he was going to eat it. Lo achala, if he doesn't eat it, then over al shua spitui. Then he is over on the shua spitui as well. It should read, as the Gemara says, afal shua spitui. Whether he eats it or not is immaterial to the fact that for the second shua, shua shlo ochlena, he said words which were shav, which were absolutely in vain. However, if he doesn't eat it, so he's also chayef because of the shua spitui, because he swore he was going to eat it, and that shua was binding. And now he doesn't eat it, so he's chayef for the shua spitui as well. And so we have finished lesson number 11.